Happy Friday. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1880, James Garfield was elected our 20th president. He has the distinction of being the only elected president who was a sitting member of the U.S. House. Locally, tomorrow in the SIUC Student Center, the Expanding Your Horizons Network event will be held. This is a workshop in the STEM fields for girls in grades 5th through the 9th. Starting tomorrow in Harrisburg, the Southeastern Illinois College Heritage Festival will take place and run through November the 4th. Thursday, November the 8th, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club presents a free program titled An Eco Trip to Antarctica in the Summer Season by longtime IDNR botanist John Schweigman. And his presentation will take place at the Carbondale Township Hall, 217 East Main. November 10th and the 11th is set for the John A. Logan Autumn Fest Arts and Crafts Fair. In CAPE, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri announces the 48th Annual Arts and Crafts Extravaganza. It'll be held November the 17th and the 18th at the Osage Center and the Show Me Center in CAPE. And as we get further into November, the Effingham Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the City of Effingham, are sponsoring the annual Wonderland and Lights. The drive-through display starts on Thanksgiving. And that's your November 2nd WSIU Almanac. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday. I'm Kevin Boucher with your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1880, James Garfield was elected our 20th president. He has the distinction of being the only elected president who was a sitting member of the U.S. House. Locally, tomorrow in the SIUC Student Center, the Expanding Your Horizons Network event will be held. This is a workshop in the STEM fields for girls in grades 5th through the 9th. Starting tomorrow in Harrisburg, the Southeastern Illinois College Heritage Festival will take place and run through November the 4th. Thursday, November the 8th, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club presents a free program titled An Eco Trip to Antarctica in the Summer Season by longtime IDNR botanist John Schweigman. And his presentation will take place at the Carbondale Township Hall, 217 East Main. November 10th and the 11th is set for the John A. Logan Autumn Fest Arts and Crafts Fair. In CAPE, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri announces the 48th Annual Arts and Crafts Extravaganza. It'll be held November the 17th and the 18th at the Osage Center and the Show Me Center in CAPE. And as we get further into November, the Effingham Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the City of Effingham, are sponsoring the annual Wonderland and Lights. The drive-through display starts on Thanksgiving. And that's your November 2nd WSIU Almanac. Have a wonderful weekend. Hello, today is November the 2nd, and here is your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1880, James Garfield became our 20th president. Starting tomorrow in Harrisburg, the Southeastern Illinois College Heritage Festival will take place and run through November the 4th. Thursday, November the 8th, the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club presents a free public program. It's titled An Eco Trip to Antarctica in the Summer Season, and it'll take place at Carbondale Township Hall. The Peace Coalition of Southern Illinois wants you to know about their monthly vigil for peace and justice. It'll take place tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. at the corner of Illinois Avenue and Main Street in Carbondale. And after the vigil, the Peace Coalition will hold their monthly meeting at Cristado's Cafe and Bakery. And the Effingham Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the City of Effingham, are sponsoring the Wonderland in Lights. The drive-through display will start on Thanksgiving. And that's your Friday WSIU Almanac. Make it a good weekend.